My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Davin's lawyer secretary Rosa, who he had an affair with, possibly pregnant? And will Davin and his scammer Belinda stay together and eventually get married? Listen and find out.
So how did your show go? It went very well. Then we went out with the owner. I should have just gone to my room. And she goes, and what happened when you guys went out? I go, well, let's just say the owner is a local celebrity, which is true. And so are we because we are the comedians, which is true. Okay. The drinks were flowing and the Bahamian women are friendly and beautiful. I made one bad decision, not two. She goes, and what decision was that? Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, the women were pretty and friendly, but I did nothing with any of them. At least that I remember.
Oh, wow.
They just made me miss you a lot. I did drink, though, which I had not been doing. Because remember, I'm a recovering alcoholic.
Yes, you are. Let's drink to that.
Exactly. But I am telling her, well, if I screwed around, I don't remember screwing around.
Yeah, I know. Not words. This whole conversation, not something that is someone who loves you, supposedly, thousands of miles away from you, wants to hear.
Huh.
I don't think I screwed around on you, honey. Oh, big zoom to the moon.
Perhaps I'm playing with emotions.
I think you are.
Or not.
Or maybe not.
She goes, it's okay. I guess the temptation was too much. She's forgiven the drinking.
Oh, man.
I don't think she knows what alcoholics are. Or she's just been slapped around by so many men in her country.
That she...
Or she is an alcoholic himself.
I don't think she has a Western appreciation for what an alcoholic means.
No, that's just drinking from it's just drinking from the village trough. I go, well, I need to get stronger and not give in to temptation. Am I supposed to be faithful to you?
Oh.
She goes, of course you are.
Oh, wow.
Because remember, I did have a dalliance with Rosa, who worked in my lawyer's office. I'm not sure if I actually slept with Rosa. I think I might have. I think I did. I don't remember.
I can't remember if you did or if you alluded to the fact
I certainly alluded.
Yes, you sure did.
Because at one point, Rosa was going to be pregnant.
Yes, right.
I think Rosa is pregnant. We just don't know whose it is.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Well, you know, sometimes when you write these stories, not every tie gets knotted.
Yeah.
I think I said that right.
Okay.
No.
Maybe Rosa should have gotten
it. Not every chicken gets choked? No.
Oh, yes, they do.
Oh, okay.
On Davin's Den.
I go, okay, because I thought so. With everything, I just never know where we stand. And then yesterday with the marriage proposal thing you were talking about, I mean, I won't stand in the way if you find somebody in Ghana who can give you what you want.
Ooh.
You like that?
No.
No? No?
No!
I'm being a gentleman.
That's not being a gentleman.
M.O. certainly is.
No, that's like, go, Lassie, go. It's terrible. I'll set you free, Lassie.
How can I help her? I'm going through a divorce. I'm here in the, at the time, Bahamas, but I live in the States. She's in Ghana. She needs help.
Right, I know.
I'm trying not to be a jerk.
Yeah.
But somehow you're implying I'm a jerk.
Well, if she was real, and this was a real situation, and she really loved you and thought that...
Well, maybe she does.
...marriage was coming down.
You're back on the scammer kick.
I am. But if this was real and she was really saying... Well, I do love you and know you shouldn't cheat on me, then saying I'm going to set you free to go find somebody else, that's not being kind. That's cruel.
But if you love somebody, set them free.
Oh, that's BS.
Oh, right. Keep them in chains. All right. I guess my attempt at being chivalrous is not perceived that way by the people with vulvas walking the earth.
That's true. I won't speak for all the vulva wearers.
Vulva wearers.
Owners. Comes with a manual. But if somebody was saying that to me, mm-hmm. and this was a real situation, I would be crestfallen. So how she react?
She goes, to tell you the truth, I intentionally said it to see how you would react.
Ah, testing you. Okay.
I go, why? What reaction were you looking to get out of me? In real life, I'm the stupid guy.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, in real life, I'm like the last to know.
Oh, really?
Here, I'm kind of playing the stupid guy, too.
Oh, okay.
She goes, when you said you loved me, I want to see if you would protect what you have or just let it go.
Oh.
It's good.
Yeah.
I go, it's because I love you that I want the best for you. I right now am not very good or capable of giving you what you want. I'm still married and my life is in shambles. It could be very ugly once I am home. It is because I love you that if you found somebody who could do for you what you and your daughter need, that I would bow out. It would hurt a lot, but I would not stand in the way if you found somebody else in Ghana. I guess when I answered you, you did not get the answer you were expecting. I am sorry.
Mm.
What do you think of that? You're not buying it.
No, I think that's a pretty honest answer. No, it's actually it's a good answer.
It's a pretty honest answer and a line of crap.
I know. The lines are
blurred. That's some premium BS.
It is. That was good.
I totally, when I'm doing this, when I'm doing it right,
yeah.
I'm totally immersed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like totally, like you say, method acting.
Yeah.
I'm totally. Like,
you're in the zone.
I totally am. Like, I'll have tears in my eyes and stuff. It's really pathetic.
It's like, I'm really sorry. Well, I'm going to set you free.
So, if you were on the other end of that, would you have been fine with that answer?
No.
Okay. She goes, I guess if we are really meant to be together, not even we can stop that from happening. Time will tell, as they say.
Okay. She's being very circumspect about it.
Yeah. Real love.
Yeah, I know. She's really choked up.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to... Who else are we scamming today? Where Rosenblatt's not what we were hoping for.
Let's look at this guy, Peter. Yeah,
guess there won't be that dowry today.
I know.
I go, would you even want to marry me?
Oh.
She goes, yes, I would. Why won't I? All right, now here's like we go, oh, fudge.
I know.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, exactly.
What are we doing? Like, because even fake me is like, oh, this is we're having a moment.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like when actors are on set and they have an on-set romance.
Well, it's almost like a mind scramble. Because
my mind scrambled.
You're playing chess here.
You know? I am.
And so is she.
It is a chess match. Yeah, it is.
So is she.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, okay, I will if you will. Well, are you going to? You're not going to? Well, then I won't.
Can I just say, this is a tortuous relationship.
It is.
If you examine what we've been through as a couple, oh my gosh.
And fake you is a mess.
Oh, yeah. Real me's trying to catch up quickly. But fake me is like got the market cornered.
Oh, yeah.
But I've purposely done that. Because like most of the time, real me's pretty got together.
Yeah.
But fake me...
What
fake me has going for him is fake me's very sweet at times.
Yes.
And very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And very funny and entertaining.
Yes.
Yes. That's what fake me has going for
yes.
him.
Yes. And then there are the other moments.
Where I'm a flat-out prick.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.